Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Yes, it's the Power Trip. That's John Bonus. That's Corey Cove. And I'm a man in a dress, and I'm loving it.
Out of context,
it's a men's
great
night
way
shirt.
To come back to the Power
it's
Trip
a men's
morning
night
show.
Shirt.
I love
it's
it.
It's a men's night shirt.
I'm going to tell you right now, the freedom that I'm feeling downstairs right now, I just let one sneak out, and I didn't have to raise my cheek to do it. I just let it go.
Again,
there's a lot of advantages.
Yeah. Unreturnable night shirt.
You can't return it anyway.
Not anymore. All right, so John Bonus is here. Carly Zucker should be here shortly. Mark Rosen will be here right around the corner. Last couple of weeks, we've sent sauce all over the country, all over the world.
It's true, all over the world, yeah.
Reporting. We call it sauce in the street. He's covering some of the biggest stories in the world.
It's true, Corey.
But maybe stories you haven't heard of, but we think they're important.
Well,
they're important to us.
There's no small story, only small reporters.
Yep.
He's not that.
No, he's not.
It's not very nice.
Well, he's big.
No, he's,
big. He's big time, is
big
what
time.
I think
yes,
he
I
means.
Mean that way.
You're big. Yeah, that's what you meant. So, Sauce is on the street, and he's all over the world. You got your phone right there, right?
Yep.
Okay, you're good.
Sure.
Okay, good. You got to bunch him up.
I was waiting for the music.
Oh, no, I understand, but I wanted to make sure you're good. So, are you ready? Story number one. KFN Newsbreak, I'm Chris Hockey. An irate customer used jumper cables to repeatedly strike a store clerk who hit back with a broom. We go live to South Peoria to Star Deli, where Meat Sauce is reporting live. Sauce?
Paul Lambert here at South Peoria. It was an unbelievable scene this morning. I thought the Wicked Witch was pissed, and then I saw the jumper cables come out. They were flinging around. One witness called it chaos in the streets like Woodstock 99. No one else is really talking because they say in South Peoria, as they say in South Peoria, witches, bitches, and car cables, it's a daily routine.
Wow.
Back to you.
Sure. Thank you. Wow, what a report. Wow. Way to start off strong.
I did not.
Holy moly.
I did not know that was a saying in South Peoria.
I didn't
either,
but I've never been to South Peoria. That's where South was. Oh, another news story just in. Hold on.
Okay.
Wrong. Wrong button. Ah, another news story.
Is coming
just
back.
In. KFN Power Trip News Break. I'm Chris Hockey. Man was swinging an axe at trash can and has been tased by officers. Lincoln, Nebraska police tased the suspect after he was found intoxicated and swinging an axe at a bunch of garbage cans February 2nd there on A Street. Officers were called upon the scene to try to remove the man from the cans and nearby vehicles. We go to Sauce, who's live on 20th and A Street, talking about the man in Lincoln. Sauce?
It's a sad scene here on 20th and 8th Street in Lincoln. The brawny man is going through an awful divorce and has completely lost it, Chris Hockey. He is on LSD and methamphetamines. He's swinging his axe, which he thought were a giant cans. Turns out to be nothing but trash. He has been contained, and all he has done is screamed about how he misses the Jolly Green Giant. We can't tell if that was his partner or if he is still hallucinating. Back to you.
Wow, what a report.
Well, that's holy kind moly. Of, to me, that's the actual story.
Yeah, I mean.
Is that if he's divorcing the Jolly Green Giant, then the brawny man and the Jolly Green Giant have been gay for years.
Which I love.
And now
that
getting
idea.
Divorced.
Yeah,
sure.
I love the idea. Very a muscular gentleman.
Yeah, both of them.
Both of them very attractive.
Neither of you knew this.
What?
Both the brawny man and the Jolly Green
Wait,
Giant.
Are you reporting?
Well, I'm not really reporting. I'm just adding to the story.
Sorry.
Both of them wear nightshirts.
Oh, I'm wearing one right now, and I love it. Another story, because he's moving to the
sure.
to the lovely seaside community of Greensboro, North Carolina.
Beautiful.
A University of North Carolina, a student thought there was a ghost in her apartment, but instead it was a man wearing her clothes. We go live to Greensboro to the Edge Apartments, where Meat Sauce Paul Lambert is reporting live. Sauce?
Thank you, Christopher Allen Hockey.
Yes.
We have a weird scene here in Greensboro, North Carolina. We have witnessed a grown man in another lady's closet. At first, we thought, hey, Corey Cove is there. It was not Corey. Actually, since Mark Rosen has retired, he now goes closet to closet trying on different clothing. We tried to get an interview with him, but he had run away from the scene wearing nothing but a nightshirt and a pair of flip-flops. Back to you.
I don't get it.
It was Mark Rosen. Oh, no. Breaking news. We have one more breaking news story. We're going to send, but he doesn't have to go far. Right down the road to Alabama is where we'll send Meat Sauce next for our final Sauce on the Streets. KFAN Power Trip News Break. I'm Chris Hockey. Penis injections at a cash-only Alabama clinic caused erection damage to all the men who were there. Medical experts say similar scenarios playing out in cash-only clinics all over the place. Seattle, Minneapolis as well. But we go to the Alabama Men's Clinic in Birmingham, where Sauce has spoken to some of the gentlemen who got the erection damage. Sauce?
Chris Hockey, it is absolute pandemonium here. They are giving out cash penis injections. I haven't seen this much cash since last time we were at the strip club with Paul Allen, who is here. He was the first in line. A lot of people will sleep outside for a new iPhone. Not Paul Allen. He is live here in Alabama for cash penis injections, even though the warnings are it will ruin your erection. No one cares. Literally, the line is from here to the ocean. It is unbelievable, the coworkers that we work with that are in line.
Anybody else that you know that is in line, can you talk to some other people who are there?
Absolutely. Ronald McDonald is here in line. The Burger King King is in line. Absolutely. Wow. Grimace, who I don't know what sex Grimace is, he is behind PA, and shocking, they have struck up a friendship. It is weird. Oh, no, they're getting out of line. Nope, they're back in line. Sorry, that was a misinformation by me. Mark Rosen is here. Nick Swartzen is here. And believe it or not, Ross Perot is here.
We had heard that Ross Perot was dead. Are you sure that is Ross?
No, that's what I'm seeing, Hockey. I can see it with my own eyes. Men are coming up from graves because their penises can be enlarged. They will do anything for that. Oh, wait, what's that? Oh, Chad Abbott is also here. Hi, Chad. Good to see you. Everyone we know is here.
That's fantastic reporting. Compelling and rich. Meat Sauce Paul Lambert from the Men's Only Clinic in Alabama. Thank you for the report.
I got to say, I got to think Grimace and Paul Allen are a nice, would be
seems
friends.
Seems like a nice couple. Weird that...
Just, you could grab the sides.
Right.
With this proclivity to grab somebody's sides. Oh, yeah. I would think Grimace would be the dream
supple sides
in a lot of ways.
Right. Isn't that weird? The first person he thought of was Paul Allen. Okay, understood.
That makes sense.
The next three people he thought of were characters from fast food joints.
Yeah, right after you said, what other coworkers? So he thinks we work with three fictional fast food characters. Ronald McDonald, the Burger King, and whatever gender Grimace is.
Man, that's some reporting. And you know, the incredible thing is he just goes place to place, man. He's there, you know, he gets there, he does the reporting.
How much was that improv class that you originally paid for?
I thought about this a lot. He
pocketed the rest of the money?
Sure. I think it was $360. I've thought about it a lot trying to remember. I think it was $360.
That's not about right, Paul? $360?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And exactly. For how many courses was it supposed to be for $360?
I think it was 12.
You went to one.
One, and then pocketed the cash.
Yeah, he did. Yep. Well, I thought that was great. I like your reporting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Corey hates it.
I'd like to report something right now.
I'd rather work with the Burger King.
May I report something right now?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. KFN Power Trip News Break. I'm Chris Hockey, and I'm sitting in a men's dress right now with no underwear on, and it's silk. And I'm going to tell you right now, few times in my life have my testicles felt as good as they feel right now. Resting up against satin just a thin layer of fabric between me and the chair that later Justin Guard will sit in.
And, yes.
And Guard's, or and Nordo.
Nordo will love it.
Yeah. By the way, pictures of that are on KFN.com's Power Trip page.
You know what? You didn't...
Clickbait!
I need to see if I like them. How do I look?
You look great.
Hey, Paul, you know those three coworkers you just named that we don't work with? Who are they again?
Grimace, Ronald McDonald, and the Burger King.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Bad news for the Burger King, according to a survey. The 58 Super Bowl commercials that aired, the one that got the lowest rating from fans that watched and reviewed the ads, was the Eat Like Andy Warhol Burger King commercial.
Hmm. I like that ad.
Which was very awkward, though. There was something about watching that guy eat in silence that was unnerving. And it had nothing to do with whether or not it was Burger King. It was just
vibe. You got the sense that he wasn't really happy to eating the Burger King.
Here's the
and the dip in the burger sideways thing is a weird way to do it.
The backstory, and you guys may have seen this, but maybe you didn't. He had asked for a McDonald's cheeseburger, and like somebody had a Burger King cheeseburger, so they just gave him that. And so he's like, okay, I'll eat that, I guess. And that is a true story.
Yes.
So interesting that they chose to see, you know, Eat Like Andy, when Andy apparently chose a cheeseburger from McDonald's.
How good would that be, Hogs?
I would eat it.
The bottom three, according